American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, just have a suspicious feeling that you're one of these Americans. You know, it's a rather personal show, right? To be exceptional? Well, that's what Americanism is all about. Much to the chagrin of everybody on the left as I say this, I'm the only guy out there broadcasting exceptional Americanism every single day. Well, it's my pleasure to be here with you, and thank you for your listenership. We've got a lot of things to cover today, and over the weekend, President Trump came out to my neighborhood, not too far from me, and I thought it was a very, very productive trip, and of course, very interesting exchanges with the body language. Everybody's talking about the body language that was going on between Donald Trump and Gavin Newsom and Jerry, please flush it down, Brown, the current governor. The body language was just very telling, very, very telling. And I just hope that there's going to be justice for all this stuff as we have been accumulating and finding out information. We spent a great deal of time up in Paradise on Saturday. And oh God, our thoughts and prayers with everybody. You know, they're saying that now we're up above 80 or something like that. I'm kind of, you know, picking up on this information kind of secondhand, actually. It's kind of interesting being directly involved with all this stuff. Spent a great deal of the time on the phone yesterday trying to catch up with some of the disaster victims are, because we put up a new California State Center on Saturday. Up at the Walmart Disaster Center, so-called Disaster Center. The Disaster Center is a disaster center, replete with diseases and everything else, and people in misery. We can't say it any other way. Can't say it. So we spent a great deal of time yesterday tracking down two babies. And we're going to be trying to track them down today. Yeah. I wouldn't say a great deal of time. I'm sort of lumping it in with some other, you know, information and stuff that we were trying to track down that was related to the Walmart situation about how much disease is going on there. We had an individual that was in a tent not too far from us. Obviously, he was sicker than a dog. It needed medical attention. People are out in the elements, ladies and gentlemen. This is the despicable thing, the failure of the California Office of Emergency Services to care and shelter these people properly. Everybody's done a great job in terms of the first responders. Boy, everybody's slapping each other on the back and all that good stuff. It's heroic and blah, 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 blah. And listen, I'm the first one to step up and protect them. And you've heard me say this on this radio show. And that's exactly the way it should be. But what about the first responders for the victims? What about making, looking, having somebody from the Office of Emergency Services in Cal, the great Office of Emergency Service, all highly talented. Pete, you talk about ineptness. Billions of dollars is thrown at this, whatever it's called, this giant octopus that does nothing. Nothing. Well, they'll say they do something. They have to justify their existence. It's a bureaucracy that needs to be wiped off the face of the earth. When you can't care for the simple needs of your own people, you know, this is the problem that's going on up there in with the Paradise victims at the Walmart. And all of a sudden it's gotten a lot of attention since Saturday, which I appreciate that everybody's kind of focusing on it. You can see some of the major news agencies that are out there. They were on the ground. And I have to say that some of the Fox reporting that was going on at the time, and you know, I'll give you the name here in a minute about some of the reporters, they were doing a very good job. They were putting out the clarion call nationally. We were putting it out in our circles. We recognized right away the humanitarian problem. You know, when I went up there Thursday before this, was it Thursday? No, it had to be before that. No, the my first trip up there, which was Tuesday, I guess, right after the fire, I recognized it right away and said, wait a minute, where's the articulation? Where's the articulation between the state supplying, you know, housing and shelter for these people? You have 27,000 people that have been displaced. A lot of them went to the churches down in Chico. And now we've got, you know, disease being spread down there. Some of them are contaminated and they're quarantined. You can't get in. But you've got several thousand at least in the area that we were at that were completely without proper shelter. And guess what? By Saturday, diseases were spreading. It shouldn't be a surprise. We found out there were two infant children. And guess what? The mothers, they came up to our booth on Saturday with the babies. And we found out that not only were they infants there, the question came up from one of our people, where's the fathers? They said, oh, they're out fighting the fire. While they're living in tents with their little infant children, 2 and 3 weeks old, the fathers are out fighting the fire. Where's the, you know, and again, the outrage is, you've got this multi-billion dollar sewer called the Office of Emergency Services, who did nothing during the Orville situation. Oh, no, they stood completely down. Just go ahead and wipe out 1 million people, Jerry Brown. Sure starts to look like that's what you were trying to do. And now you got another little problem, right? Oh, yeah, wiped out maybe 2,000, 3,000. Who knows how many thousands of people are wiped out. And by the way, the body count just keeps going up, just exactly like I said it would. We're looking at 2,500 to 3,000 people, potential victims. Potential victims right now. And every time I've made that prediction, they've always met that prediction number. Remember, we started out with 300. We got to 300, and we quickly moved it by the end of the day to 600. They got next day 600. Took them a couple days. All of a sudden, I said, that's going to go to 1,000. Oh, it didn't go to 1,000. It exceeded 1,000. It went to 1,111 victims. We're on track now for 25 to 3,000 victims at least. At least dead. This is rivaling, in my opinion, obviously, 9/11. Same number of victims, burnt horrifically. One when you're crushed and burned, this one you're burnt horrifically. The number just continues to rise. It just continues to rise and rise and rise. But the two babies and their mothers, once we found that out, it became a race. Where are they now? And, of course, they were starting to move these people. They didn't move them. Oh, no, they wouldn't move them to the shelters. And by the way, they didn't open up the buildings at the fairground in Chico, which is just right over the freeway. They could have put those people in there, kept them out of the elements. Oh, no, they got tents instead. Some of them weren't in tents. They said, well, it's a bunch of homeless people. Look at these are Californians. These are Americans. They're homeless. Yes. Why do we have so many homeless victims out here all around the state of California? Why? Well, because the middle class in California has been destroyed. And who's that? Jerry Brown and the Democrats, the monoparty system. Yeah, this is what you get in Venezuela. Your victims are victims, right? No big deal. They just burned to death. And they were elderly. And we don't really care about the elderly anymore, right? That's the way these people roll, and that's exactly what they were rolling with here. It's the most outrageous thing you can imagine, actually, seeing this all play out. That's why New California responded. We weren't going to do anything, but I said, look, somebody's got to do something. The state was not there. The state failed. Because, no, they got everybody got paid for on the other end. Cal Fire. All the big first responders, they get their bucks. But what happens to the victims of the fire? What happened to the victims of these fires? Now they're subjected to disease. Homelessness. And Donald Trump asked about him, by the way. And I'm really pleased that he did. Even though over a looked like some protestation that was coming from the mayor of Paradise, California. Looked like some protestation coming from, Jerry Brown. Of course, Jerry Brown was. You talk about bootlicking. I mean, if you're a Jerry Brown fan at all, you cannot be pleased with his performance while in the midst of Donald Trump. Or even Gavin Newsom. By the way, it's interesting about Gavin Newsom. And I'm sure it was interesting that, you know, Donald Trump put his arm on Gavin and said, you know, Gavin, I'm sure we're going to cooperate. And I know Gavin's response was, no, I'm not going to cooperate with you. And I'm sure that, what was really said, Donald Trump looked at him and says, listen, Gavin, my son is dating your ex-wife. I'm sure we'll cooperate. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. Okay, so much for the fires, right? Right. Well, we'll just be getting on the fires. So, yeah, a lot of people are hurting big time in these fires that are out there. And much to the chagrin of everyone. As we've gone on, but done actually a fair amount of work in terms of investigating ourselves to see what is really going on in those fires. See if it's all believable, you know. Of course, it's all believable. I got to tell you what. It's a nuclear wasteland. That's what it is. You got to wear masks and gloves and everything. You got to make sure that the stuff isn't sticking to you, so to speak. Because it's palpable. You cannot go anywhere without a proper mask and ventilation system and the proper clothing, or at least clothing that you know is going to be very, very durable. That's why I tell people, do not go up there. Do not go up there unless you have a reason. Now, we've got a reason, and we're doing things that we should be doing. And we're making it known and making it felt about what is going on. So the president rolls into Beale Air Force Base. This is around 9:45, 10 o'clock Pacific time. He lands there, and he helicopters, gets on two Blackhawks, and he helicopters over to, I guess he goes Chico Airport. I lost track of him, believe it or not. I lost track of him. We had photos and we got videos of Donald Trump getting off the plane at Beale and getting on Marine One. They had Marine One and Two, and then they had the Ospreys, the hovercraft that flew around, which is kind of a nifty little aircraft. They had the Ospreys there are two of them, two and two. And so they had two Ospreys, they had two helicopters in Air Force One. So that was kind of like the contingent that broke out there. Now, it's very, very interesting how all this sort of panned out, I guess you would say, for the president and for actually Jerry Brown and, let's see, Gavin Newsom were on the deck, if you will. They were on board at the time, and they were the ones that were visiting with the president. And they were, I guess you would say, not happy campers. They really weren't. Their body language is terrible. So they go up to Paradise and, of course, check it out. And it's very, very obvious the president is not at all happy. He's not happy. He's just not a happy man about what he's seeing, of course. And who can be? Who can be? He and, of course, Jerry Brown kind of keep a distance from one another, walk around, they're examining everything, and Jerry Brown is really looking butthurt. I've got to tell you, he looked very, very butthurt and very, very sheepish, almost like, I'd say he was bootlicking is what I would say about Jerry Brown, because he knows he's desperate. No, Trump knows he's desperate. Desperate for cash. All this whole thing with CAL FIRE and all these fire agencies and everything is basically a ruse for them to get cash. They're going to burn down California, rural California. By the way, all of New California is where these fires are at. Isn't that interesting? Well, it tells you what's going on. They're burning down the rural areas. And they are. Now, you can say, oh, it's got to be caused by climate change. Climate change. It's got to be caused by climate change that's only happening in the state of California. Have you noticed? We don't have these raging infernos in other states. I mean, they have raging infernos, but not on the scale like this, right? So the president's not a happy camper, and as he shouldn't, I mean, obviously he is doing and saying the right things. So he kind of shuts Brown down about the whole conversation. There's different places where he talks about the reporters kept dogging him about climate change and the fires and everything. Okay, listen, can we not? I mean, this is the narrative. climate change causes fires. Okay, so I'm just asking you, plain and simple, climate change causes fires. What's wrong with that statement? Huh? What is wrong with that statement? What's wrong with it? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, do I have to tell you? It does not make any sense. When you talk about climate change, you can talk about fires. How does a fire get started? I'm doing this for repetitive purposes. I'm doing this strictly for repetitive purposes for you, because I think it's really, really important that we understand this again, because this the whole dialogue that I've been listening to all day long, 2 days in a row about climate change this, climate change that, has been just sickening, because it is sickening. How can we start fires with climate change? I know, spontaneous combustion, right? All right, the old medieval Catholic Church indoctrination about science, everything's spontaneous. Okay, sure. This fire started somehow. So did the Malibu fire start. Was it climate change that started it? And the answer, how does climate change start a fire? It doesn't. Is there a god called climate change? He comes down and he's like Thor's anvil. Like Thor. Well, I don't know. There's some things about that. People are suspicious all over the place about laser and microwave technology. And I do want to tell you that we saw numerous homes they all had those smart meters, and they all burned down. Then we saw numerous homes without power and smart meters, and they weren't burned down. And then we saw homes without smart meters, and they weren't burnt down at all. You know, some of the homes that were smart metered but did not burn down, but the vast majority, almost 90% of the homes that had smart meters, burned down. There is a correlation there that can be seen. Isn't that interesting? Oh, it's so obvious, it's not even funny. House after house after house. And by the way, the smart meters are gone. When you go to these houses and you look for a smart meter, no smart meter for you. I mean, it's all rubble. I mean, it's a war zone. It is an absolute war zone to go there. You know, there's glass, there's everything all over the place. I mean, it's dangerous to walk around. And all the homes have caved in on themselves. That seems to be another little thing that's going on up there. But how did the fire start? We don't know for sure. Everybody's saying that up in, by the Pulgas power station, apparently some line snapped in the midst of a wind, and they started the fire. And then it raced up 2,000 feet, up over the ridge, and then obviously down in the direction of Paradise. The wind would just happen to be blowing in that direction. Specific wind going in that direction. I don't know why it'd be going right in the direction of good old Paradise like that. I mean, last time I checked, there's 360 degrees around us. Could have gone a mile to the left of it. It was a wind channel, if you will. It came right up over those hills and was channeled right into. And the reason why we know that is we can see the burn pattern. Hello? And again, the smoke that emanated, the smoke on the satellites. Why was the wind specifically blowing in that direction when it normally doesn't blow in that direction at all? It doesn't. I mean, you see, you got to look at the entire element of all this stuff. Now, the Pulgas Power Station in Pulga, as they call it, the Pulga Gap. It's quite a gap. You look at it on a satellite map, the whole Feather River complex down there. Watershed in the Feather River Canyon. It's enormous. It's beautiful country, though. Just, I mean, absolutely enormous. But boy, do they get a lot of power, PG&E. There's a whole bunch of series of dams up the Feather River where they were able to dam it up. And this is where Pulgas is at. This is purportedly where the fire started. But they don't know for sure. One thing we do know, the wind was blowing just in a perfect position to act like a blowtorch to take out Paradise. Oh, that's a fact. Those are facts. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Yeah, I know. What's going to happen? What we're going to do is we're going to be looking more into finding some of the victims that we made contact with over the weekend. We're going to be doing that this afternoon. And actually this morning after the show, we're going to be jumping into our Superman and capes and stuff and trying to track some people down because it's, you know, if they're not getting shelter, that's not good. And that's part of the problem that's happening out there in the Walmart and had been happening out there. And, you know, this is something that I think that is really, really important to understand is that these people have been the exposure and there's no support for them. None. They're Americans. You know, the interesting thing is that you get for the illegal foreign nationals that are coming across the border, we're able to provide tent cities for them. And the state of California, they can provide tent cities. They can provide these huge shower facilities, which they need, hot showers and so on. They need these things just for cleanliness, you know. This isn't a camp out. This is a disaster evacuation center. Diseases are starting to run rampant out there. That's okay. They're Californians. And we don't care about – see, this is my whole – what have we been saying about this administration? About it's the California replacement theology, right? Replace Californians with illegal foreign nationals. Burn them out now. We're just burning them out. We're burning people out. You can't say it any other way. We're just burning people out. Yeah, burn, baby, burn. This is burn, baby, burn. Really burn, baby, burn. And, you know, the thing is, you look at the maps of California, it's all the rural areas of California, which means it's all new California. We kind of take it personal. We kind of take it personal. I get a lot of calls from people about this. Last night we had a conference call for New California. By the way, the first and third Sunday of each month, 7 p.m. Pacific, and we had people from all over the country there. On board, even Hawaii. By the way, there's a new Nevada group forming, and it looks like new Hawaii, of all places, they're going to form a new state in Hawaii. It's spreading. We've got new Illinois. They're well on their way, by the way, new Illinois. And a lot of people, they have to get their act together on paperwork. You know, they got to have a plan, and they're working out their plan. Illinois has really got a good plan, and just now it's got the committees, the people that they have to get on board, and Illinois is looking really, really good. And now we've got real big stuff going on in Nevada, new Nevada, big stuff, big stuff, and we love it. We absolutely love it. So we're really, really fired up about it. This is catching on, this whole new California thing. So the new state thing is happening. It's happening because of the totalitarians. Thank you very much. That's the only thing I can say to these people. Thank you very much for forming the 51st state, maybe, and, of course, the 52nd, 53rd. But my prediction is when this is all over in a couple of years, you're going to have 55 new states. You're going to have five more new states to a total of 55 at least. And then you have other states like Virginia. They're going to catch on. Oh, yeah. The state of Virginia might find itself to be a small smidgen, just a smidgen. It's just a smidgen of a state. I'm just saying. Just saying, this is what's really happening. A small smidgen of a state. Uh-huh. Of course, Virginia doesn't have the fires and the disaster stuff. No, they're decent people. They're decent leaders, anyway. We have wonderful, decent people in California. But everybody's beat them down, of course, through the media and everything. Self-esteem of Californians is in the toilet. Toilet. That's such an offensive word to San Franciscans, isn't it? Toilet. Or the city leaders, Gavin Newsom, of course, brought that to you. Now he's the governor, so it's going to become a hole all around California with Gavin Newsom. That's the potential, but I got a feeling that the president and Gavin, they're going to get along just fine. I don't know why. I don't know if it's Gavin's ex-wife who's going to play a factor in this, but you know, I mean, you got to figure this out. Gavin Newsom's ex-wife is dating Donald Trump Jr. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. On Saturday, it was Donald Trump who reached over and really embraced Gavin Newsom. And, you know, they had a relationship. Jerry Brown, though, he looked like someone browned on him. He was downtrodden. And finally, the dialogue, by the way. This is what happened. This is the end result of what Donald Trump did. He came in and said, we're going to give $500 billion. And we're going to put that $500 billion into the farm budget they have, or farm bill that they got going on. And you know what it's going to be for? Proper maintenance and management of the forest. See, this is the climate change business. This is Jerry Brown's real world climate change. Okay, so all of you climate changers out there, and for all of you climate deniers out there, listen, climate does change. So I'm not a denier because climate does change every single day. In fact, it's changing right now. I can see before the outside my studio windows here, there's a big tree. And right before airtime, I stepped out. It was dark, and the wind was coming up. I said to myself, climate change. The climate's changing. See, it does change. And right now, I can kind of peek out the window, and it's not swaying in the wind, which means it's not windy outside. Climate change from an hour ago till now. Shocking. Shocking! But climate change is not when you let the forest go. And what I mean by that is, you know, you take these forests out here in California, and you allow them to sit 20, 30 years without proper forest management, by clearing the dead wood, by clearing the dead logs, by clearing all the duff and so on. Raking, in other words, that's a good word. I had a person calling me last night, Paul, they're just not raking the forest floor. Of course they're not. They want that all to burn, baby. The more fires we have, the more money we get from the federal government. Oh, it just says a scam. Why do you think Donald Trump, when he tweeted out to California, no more money? That's what he's talking about. Because Jerry Brown has been using this for disaster capitalism. How sick can you get? Burning people out, allowing the forest floors, the forest to just be accumulate over the years and burn with such rapid high intensity because nobody cleared the duff from underneath. No one managed the forest. You know, we used to have the California Division of Forestry. No, now we have CAL FIRE. And what did the California Division of Forestry do? They managed the forest. But they did away with that in the 90s. Yeah, Bill Clinton time. And they got CAL FIRE. And all of a sudden, we got fires. Shocking. You create a bureaucracy and you get fires, especially if you call it CAL FIRES. Gee, I wonder how that happened.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, thank you very much. And again, this is our second stop, and this is incredible. We're in Malibu. And a certain section of Malibu that was lovely. You don't get much better than this, and you see the devastation. I guess a total, you said, of, what would you say, over 100,000?
Just under 100,000
acres, which is a tremendous amount of land. You know, 100,000 acres, people can't envision what that is. It's a tremendous piece of land, and it's devastating to see it. I have to say the government officials have done an incredible job. When you look at this devastation, and I guess at this moment there are, in this area, there are three deaths so far. Three deaths. It's pretty incredible. It's horrible, but it's also pretty incredible. The job they've done, they evacuated very early, and they took a lot of heat, and they made the right decision. So I congratulate you on that, because that's a lot of political pressure on not having to do it, because nobody thinks this is going to happen. They're all unhappy, but now they're very happy that they left. So that's a great decision. Law enforcement, again, first responders. The military really helped a lot in both sites that we visited today. And, of course, FEMA and Brock. I think Brock's done a great job. Done a great job. So maybe I'd ask you to say a few words, Brock. Brock, yeah. Long of FEMA.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. President. So we're here not only down in Southern California, but also up in Paradise. And it's our job at FEMA to coordinate the firepower of the federal government down through the governor here to ultimately help the firefighters at the local level and police and emergency managers overcome this disaster. And so the assistance that we provide is not only going to be able to assist with the debris removal, but more importantly, taking care of people and, you know, mass care to also fire mitigation. So as you can see, as the wildfires go through an area like this, the land is scorched, and you know, a little bit of rain is nice, but too much rain could be a problem too. So we're already trying to think ahead and work with our partners to try to mitigate what we can of the additional impacts coming. So
the towns and every place we visited, I see, and I've asked the question, they're all going to do an expedited rebuild, meaning the permits are going to come a lot faster than would normally be the case. Actually, this is an area where it's pretty tough to get permits, and I know they're going to go very fast with expediting and get it rebuilt and redone. And that's a great thing. That'll make things happen a lot faster. Jerry, would you like to say something?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've signed an executive order to cut red tape and speed up the permit processes as well as other recovery actions. So that'll help. And all I can say is that we are going to have to learn a lot more about nature, about the wind, about the fire potential, about how to build, how not to build, how to escape, what measures of protection we can build in. And it's not going to be cheap but I think we have to carefully really look into the facts here and take all that we learn and apply it going forward.
That's called forest management, Jerry. How about using that word? Something you don't even know and have a disdain for because you want burn, baby, burn. You want to kill everybody. Burn everybody off the rural areas. I'm just saying. That's what I believe.
Of course, I won't have to do that. Mr. Newsom will do that.
So. Thanks for the baton. Yeah. But, I mean, it's just, you know, the Mendocino fire, the Tubbs fire, the Thomas fire. I mean, you just go down this list. And, you know, this is unacceptable. We're a point past the point. People have had enough of this, and we've got to deal with this.
Head on. Gee. Words from Gavin Newsom. We're fed up with it. What does that mean?
I mean, governor's done an amazing job with the legislature the last couple of years. We've invested a record amount of money into our efforts. But
okay, this is where the big lie comes in. Remember, it was Jerry Brown who vetoed a bill just this year. That would have, he vetoed the bill after it passed the assembly unanimously and the Senate in California. How do you do that in California? And this was all designed to do what? To clear the forest. To manage it. So we wouldn't have these fires. What does Jerry Brown do? He vetoes it. And, oh, by the way, he defunds numerous agencies. So they wouldn't have the ability to go in and do this. This is the famous defunding thing for foliage. Remember, he defunded the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement when he first became governor. And what happened? It opened up the door for what? It opened up the door for the cartels to come in and start slashing, burning, and poisoning and ruining the foothills of the Sierras and other places long closed in California. Why? For marijuana grows. Jerry's cartel buddies he did that for. After defunding the agency that would stop these people. What does this guy want? Then he signed Proposition 47 back in. After it was supposed to expire, he said, oh, let's have an extension of Prop 47, which makes criminals eligible to steal as much as $950 without being arrested. Oh, they get a ticket for something less. How do you do that, Jerry? That's just a minor little problem now, isn't it? That's how it works. Anyway, just a little bit of a rant on my part. Probably should listen to the rest of the other little clip that he did. And this was up in Paradise earlier in the morning.
Well, I want to thank the mayor and the governor and the governor-elect. And you know the FEMA folks. We've been with FEMA a lot over the last couple of years. And, Brock, I want to thank you for the job. It's been incredible. Law enforcement's been beyond anything that anybody could have believed. And to see what's happened here, nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry, right? And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job. But this is very sad to see it. As far as the lives are concerned, nobody knows quite yet. They're up to a certain number, but we have a lot of people that aren't accounted for. And this is the kind of destruction. In fact, they're telling me this is even not as bad as some areas. Some areas are even beyond this. They're just charred. So the one thing we have the greatest people in the world looking and helping the first responders. FEMA. The FEMA has, you people have been incredible. Thank Law you. Enforcement, always. They never let us down. They never let us down. So we are here, and Kevin, thank you very much for the job you've done and the support you've given in Washington. And Kevin, anything we can do, you know we're here. You just bring it over to the office, right? You know that. Thank you.
Governor, what needs to be done immediately from the federal government?
What needs to be done is what is being done, and that is to put FEMA on the job, make sure our first responders are supported. We get the manpower, women power that we need to get the job done. And then we got the cleanup, you got the search for those who lost their lives. It's just a big, massive cleanup. after a terrible tragedy. So it's basically people that are right here, local people, state people, that are doing the work. Federal government provides some help and a lot of money and some expertise, and somehow we'll all pull through it together.
Is there any way to prevent this from happening again?
Well, we've been talking about that on the ride over, and I think we're all on the same path. We do have to do management, maintenance, and we'll be working also with environmental groups. They've really, I think everybody's seen the light. And I don't think we'll have this again to this extent. We're going to have to work quickly. But a lot of people are very much, there's been a lot of study going on over the last little while. And I will say, I think you're going to have, hopefully this is going to be the last of these, because this was a really, really bad one. And I know Gavin's committed, we're all committed, I'm committed to make sure that we get all of this cleaned out and protected. You got to take care of the floors, you know, the floors of the forests, very important. You look at other countries where they do it differently, and it's a whole different story. I was with the president of Finland, and he said, we have a much different, we're a forest nation. He called it a forest nation. And they spend a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem. And when it is, it's a very small problem. So I know everybody's looking at that, to that end, and it's going to work out. It's going to work out well. But right now, we want to take care of the people that are so badly hurt, the families where they've lost. I mean, a lot of people have been lost. I guess, Jerry, you don't really know what the final...
I don't know the full number.
Now, we won't know that for a while. There are areas you can't even get to them yet. But it's... we have incredible people doing the job, so we'll get that done better than anybody else could do it. And we want to thank you all for coming and being here.
Okay, I'm going to break it down a little bit. Jerry Brown doesn't mention anything about the victims at all. Nope, nothing about the victims. It's all about getting that federal dollar. Pretty obvious there. The other thing, too, that he says, and he's trying to roll blame over to the federal government, FEMA. Watch this. This is what happened in Katrina with George Bush. Not going to happen here, Jerry. We're not letting that happen, because your failure, even now, your failure to take care of the victims, they're sitting out there in that parking lot and other places around Chico in Northern California, camping out because you did not provide for them in the time you needed to. You could have called out the National Guard and instantly put up tent cities. And you had property to do it. People were donating their property to put these people up. But no, you want them out in the elements to die. That's really what you want. I mean, Jerry, you're the first one to provide billions and billions, $26 billion last year for illegal foreign nationals to come across our border and to be housed, to be sheltered, to be schooled and educated. Illegal foreign, but you don't give a squat about Californians. Citizens of the United States of America, I might add. You don't give a squat about that. And this dialogue here, you know, the California Division of Forestry used to do the forest management just like Donald Trump was talking about. And then they got the notion of Cal Fire in the 90s. Oh, we'll just let it go natural, a la natural. And we can have disaster capitalism. All the fires that started. Problem is this. All these fires, minor little detail, over the hundreds of years. No, over 10, 20 years. A lot of them, we still don't know how they started. That means it must be climate change, huh? Climate change started the fires. Donald Trump was awesome. He represented us very, very well. And we want to thank him for coming out to California to try and set some things straight. And it's pretty obvious, as he told Jerry Brown, it's not climate change, schmuck. It's you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, Agenda 21 Radio, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We have a lot of information about what we did on Saturday coming up. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.